GalaxyCon Live is the place for you to hear about fandom from the celebrities who bring geek culture to life. Welcome, friends and fans, to another edition of GalaxyCon Live, where we are bringing the convention experience directly to you. And today, we are going back to the classic days of double-aught Adult Swim and beyond with the English language cast of Bleach. So without further ado, let's head on down to Karakura Town and see who we find. Our first guest is an actor and producer whose credits include JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Fate Zero, and Fire Emblem Awakening. Today, joins us to discuss the role of Grimjaw and others, please welcome David Vincent.
Hey, everyone. Good to see you.
Hey, good to see you, boss. How you doing in your corner of the world?
I'm doing great.
Good. Everything is well?
Everything is good where I am, yes. warm here in Los Angeles, but it's good otherwise.
I'm in Orlando, so equatorially we're about the same temperatures. So, yeah, you're spring. You get a little more spring than we do, so I'm envious on that. So, a little more spring, a little less rain. Well, David, thanks for joining us today. Absolutely great to have you.
Great to be here.
And next, he is an actor and broadcaster whose projects include Pokemon, Dragon Ball, and My Hero Academia. Today, he joins us to discuss the role of Aizen and Ganju. Please welcome back Kyle Hebert.
All according to plan.
Hey, Kyle, how are you, boss?
I'm hanging and banging. Here we are on a, what is it, Friday? What year Friday. Is it? Where am I? it's awesome to be here. At the Bleach panel, we're celebrating an awesome show, an awesome property with some awesome people. So thanks for herding cats and getting us on board today.
Always a pleasure. Always great to have you here, boss.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. And next, he's an actor whose works include Digimon Infusion, Fate Zero, and Super Dimensional Fortress Macross, or better known under American name Robotech. Today, he joins us to discuss the role of giving voice to BAK and others. Please welcome Dan Warren.
Hello. Hello, everyone. Hello.
Hello, Dan. How are you?
I'm well. How you doing, Patty?
I am well. You're a veteran of the Harmony Gold days, which goes back. But thank you for being a part of that. And I always say, if we didn't have Captain Harlock and the Queen of a Thousand Years and Robotech, we wouldn't have gotten to where we are today.
Yeah.
Well, Dan, thanks for joining us, and glad to see you in good health and good spirit.
Thanks, man.
And next, she is an actress whose credits include Yu-Gi-Oh!, Naruto, and Pokemon. Today, she joins us to score of Rangiko and others. Please welcome Megan Hollingshead.
Woo! Happy to be here. Hello, Patty.
Hello, Megan. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I knew it was Friday night because this is how I party.
Mm. Yes. from within your home recording booth?
I'm in front of my home recording booth. Yeah, you might hear random sounds in the house, including a very enthusiastic dog. I don't know how he's going to handle me in the basement.
Our audiences love to meet our guests, pooches and kitties and birdies and whatever else you got in the house. So don't feel bashful about introducing us to them.
All right.
And finally, he's an actor and musician whose body of work includes the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, Akira, and Demon Slayer. Today, he joins us to discuss the role of the hero Ikijo. Please welcome back Johnny on Bosch.
Hey. How's it going? Thanks for having me. Thanks for putting this on.
It's always a pleasure. Johnny, how you been?
Good. Yeah, just hanging in there, you know, doing life.
Aren't we all? Yeah. Well, gentlemen and lady, welcome to the GalaxyCon virtual stage. A pleasure to have you here. Our team is going to the chat room right now, pulling out the questions for you. In the meantime, just like to throw this out. What is it about this show that still resonates you even to this day?
Oh, man.
I still love the title sequence. I'm just like, right off the bat, I'm like, this show is cool.
Yeah. Oh, the music? Yeah,
maybe.
Really cool. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I had to stop and think for a minute. But yeah, I'm
it's been a while.
It's the eternal question. Why is this show called Bleach?
Yeah.
Right.
Because no one's doing any laundry. No one's got Clorox and wiping, mopping the floor. It's just,
yeah.
I can't smell anything, so I don't know. Bleach makes no sense to me.
I can imagine over the past decade and a half, you've heard all the jokes, and that's
definitely, yeah.
I think one of the things that stands out for this too, though, is the fight sequences. There's so many very cool, long, battle sequences that are just off the wall and so much fun. There's a lot of fun to this.
And
awful lot of creativity involved with it. And it's fun because there's so many talented people like everyone on here that was hired. And so there's not like a drop off in talent from character to character necessarily. There's just strong people that were very good about the casting, and it's a pleasure. And as you guys know, just being able to do this stuff and do it by ourselves and then find out how it sounds with our adversary or with the woman or the male character that we were dealing with. You know, that's so much fun to see how they put it together and how it works, because we don't get to record it together most of the time, like 98%, I'd say.
Yeah.
So that's another fun thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, for those who don't know, producer Paul providing us with the trivia. The original title was Black, but as explained in the interview, he felt that it was too simple of a title, as was the inversion of White. So White being synonymous with bleach, referring to how he bleached the black clothes of the Reapers to give the new Shadow MAGA an unexpected name.
There you go.
All right. Well, now all the fandom are going to say, okay, moving on. We're not going to pay any
attention. We got it. Thank you.
I'm just going to copy and paste
and
that.
Now we're to decide.
To tell them they find out at the end of the next season.
Yeah, there you go.
Next question. Was JoJo's Bizarre Adventure that bizarre?
Yes.
You have no clue. Oh, my God.
Yeah, no.
Definitely Bizarre Adventure.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and what else got a memory of bleach that's lingered with them?
Well, I came in late into bleach, and I didn't know what was going on. I had no clue who was who, and my character is in the spirit realm, and I just assumed that was the whole world of bleach. Mm-hmm. And I remember asking my cousin, why it was called bleach, because I knew she was like 13 or 14, but she loved it and she was so excited I was doing it. And I said, why is it called bleach? And she said, you know, because the lead character's hair is might be bleached. And I thought she meant Hitsugaya, the guy who's in most of my scenes. And I was like, oh, I'm playing off the lead, am I? And then later I was like, wait a minute, there's a human realm and a spirit realm. I'm only in half of this. And then eventually Rangiku makes it to the human realm. So I was, and then eventually I started watching it from the beginning before my character entered. It was not as interesting, but it's then I became a real fan.
Right on.
I watched the first 60 episodes after I got the role. I watched it on YouTube because I had no idea what it was about really. And I just wanted to cheat because it was early. I didn't have a whole lot of voiceover before then. So I just wanted to find out as much info as I could. And I ended up watching like 60 episodes just to find out, you know, what's going to happen at the end of this arc. You know, I got kind of drawn into it, but I love the characters. I loved Ichigo. I loved his passion. He wanted to protect his friends, his family. Yeah. There's just a lot about it that I really enjoyed. And of course all the action stuff was awesome.
I had never really been a part of the series at all, and I was really kind of still early on in my career in the anime world, and I was doing a video game version of Shattered Blade. It was Bleach Shattered Blade, and I was working with Wendy Lee, and Wendy had cast me as Grimmjow in the video game, and when we sat down to sit and start, you know, seeing who this character was, she showed me the scene where Ichigo and Grimmjow are fighting in the first one. And pardon my French, but Grimmjow is just handing Ichigo's ass to him. Just like, I fell in love with this character. I was like, oh my God, I have got to play this character. And so I got to play him in the video game. But when, as you guys all know, when you play him in a video game or what, you're never guaranteed to play them, you know, in an anime or whatnot. And I remember I had you know, I started calling the studio, and that was 2 years before the character came out in the anime, and I kept on hounding them for about 2 years, and they're like, yeah, he's not out yet. We'll let you know. And then of course, when he did come out, I still wound up, that was back when we had to go to the studio to audition, and there were like 20 other guys there auditioning for Grimmjow too. But luckily I got the part. So.
I had a nice memory for me is going to see, I think, I forget how many movies were made from this, but to going to see one of them and sitting in the audience. And then when Byakuya he basically did his thing, if you will. And it was just so amazing because as soon as he said, scatter. And it happened on the screen. The audience just started applauding madly for that moment. And I was just kind of going, whoa, this really has some kind of a following. Not just me, but the show itself. It's like that was stunning to me that just, you know, that the animation and that single word triggered so much response. It was just kind of crazy to me. And it was a wonderful moment to bask in, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, absolutely. Kyle, you got a memory?
Memory. Oh my gosh. It's usually just relegated to having such a blast in the process because we work with such awesome directors and fellow talent and all that we're able to crack jokes in between the lines, and then when it's time to get serious, give 110% and then go back to joking. There's so much, I don't know, audio blackmail sitting on the hard drives of all the computers from these recording sessions. You know, it's like, because everyone's just, we all screw up because we don't get to practice ahead of time. We show up and we're usually a blank slate. You know, Johnny, you said you watched the first 60 episodes. I hadn't watched any. And my knowledge came from just simply knowing from going to cons for years because of working on Dragon Ball and just seeing the pulse of the people. What are the fans into? Oh, they're into Naruto now. And they're like, what's Bleach? And that's like, okay. Oh, interesting. It's a thing. I should pay attention more. And then suddenly I'm reading for the lead villain and then having a blast with those first arcs being recorded by Wendy Lee, who was mentioned before. And it's always fun to crack her up. I enjoy cracking up directors. That's how you know. That's like, all right, let's just relax a little bit and have fun. And, you know, whenever I screw up, she laughs a lot. So I enjoy doing that.
I'll take a hearty, honest smile from my director than the look.
The judgy face.
The long pause.
And then they're looking at their watch and looking at you. Yeah, so.
It's like, we've got 5,000 loops and we only have you for 30 more minutes. So yeah.
Do you maybe have another take on that?
Because you know how sometimes you just get stuck on a line, like everything's going really well.
Yes.
All of a sudden it's like, you're just done. Have you ever had Mary Elizabeth start singing Waterloo to you?
Yes.
You're like, Waterloo.
We can turn any line of dialogue into a movie quote or a song lyric, and suddenly we're bouncing off each other. It's like, and you say Mary Elizabeth, yeah, all the sessions I've worked with her on various projects through the years, we're going back and forth with Blazing Saddles, Young Frankenstein, all sorts of some natural go-tos there.
And that's where the blackmail material comes from, those Blazing Saddle quotes.
Basically.
We are good to go to our audience questions, so thank you indulging Mike, your precious curiosity. Let's go ahead and roll our first one. And this comes from Allison, who wants to know, what aspects drew you to your characters? And were there any of those that particularly stood out to you?
Well, kind of like what I said earlier, when I had watched it, there were a couple moments where, you know, Ichigo wanted to protect his sister and sisters, you know, and his friends. And there's another moment, it was earlier on, I don't remember which episode, but there's a moment where he was thinking about his mom and that whole thing that went down with her, and like, and which we really never got to find out all those details, which would be next. But like, I wanted to know more about that. And that kind of drew me into the character, something where I was like, I can relate to this. I could feel this. And so for me, that's what drew me into the character of Ichigo.
Okay, fine. I'll say something. I was trying to be polite, but here I go. I was very much drawn to be a coolness, if you will, that he was so calm in everything that he did, that he didn't have to raise his voice, that he knew he was a badass, and he would take care of things if they needed to be taken care of. And the same thing that Johnny was saying, as far as protecting his sister and being, he is just a good guy. And at the same time, somebody you don't want to mess with, because if you're on the wrong side of him, then you're in trouble, generally speaking. And so it's just so much fun to be able to capture that power in a soft manner, if you will, in the delivery and the character. so that even though he's very calm, at the same time, you know, underneath that, at a given moment, if you do something threatening to the people around him, that he'll take care of it. And so that's so great to not have to yell and scream and snarl necessarily as the character that's a badass, but to just go, you really don't know who I am, do you? That kind of an attitude, which is just, and not arrogant, it's just, these are facts.
More elegant.
Yeah. Maybe a little bit elegant, sure.
Yeah. I echo those sentiments too, because Aizen is also very calm, doesn't have a lot of screaming, which is great.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, and he is just as innately bad person who initially you meet him and it's like, oh, he's so friendly and everything. And like, well, then, you know, the real reveal goes on. So, you know, of course I like to see someone that there's that big shock reveal. That's like, I truly didn't see that coming, except I did, because I was told when I auditioned, it's like, you got the big bad guy. Like, oh, okay. Well, I guess I know what happens.
Yeah.
But Wendy Lee was directing me, so she said, "Oh, I saw this moment as I was preparing for our session." And like, oh, I hate you. I love you, but I hate you. Like, oh, okay. I like it. And then eventually, he has a mullet, and no one can rock a mullet in 2022 like Sosuke Aizen.
That is a win-win.
It really is. Really is.
It's gonna bring sexy back, but decided on mullets instead. You're welcome.
True facts.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Halloween coming up. I'm thinking your head is ready for it.
Oh my God, yes. Yeah. Where's the Halloween store? Which one? Yeah.
Totally. Well, Ron, I was going to make a crude joke. I'll try not to. But Rangiku has a very voluptuous figure, and she's gorgeous. But the first couple of episodes she is in, she's a total badass. She's just a fierce warrior. And in all her battle scenes, she's not messing around. There's no goofiness when there's a battle to be had. Later, she gets to be totally goofy whenever she goes to the world of the living. But so I got to do both. I got to do like a seriously tough, awesome woman who also gets to be completely silly and girly at times. So she's actually one of my favorite characters I've ever played.
That's awesome. I'll just say quickly about Grimmjow, what drew me to him was he's the opposite of what Dan and Kyle were describing with their characters. He's an arrogant son of a bitch and just, you know, a badass. And that's what really drew me to him. I just loved how, number one, he's a really cool looking character. The blue hair, he's got the jawbone. And I just, you know, I love the arrogance and the cockiness that this guy had, even when he gets his butt kicked. You know, it's to me, it was just a fun character. And then, you know, he has the whole Pantera, you know, aspect of him. It's just for me, it was just a really intriguing character in so many different levels.
Agreed. Allison, great question to start us off with. Thank you for that one. And what do we have next? Here's one from Aaron. Would you spend the night in a haunted mansion or the Tower of Terror Hotel?
Haunted mansion.
Yeah. It's my favorite Disney ride attraction.
Oh, choice. Really, yeah, oh, haunted mansion. Yeah, I'd go for haunted mansion as well.
Haunted mansion is the childhood thing for me and other folks here, I think. And yeah, you have a soft spot for scary stuff that's not that scary, but you feel good about it. It's different. It's like, wow, it's supernatural, but it's not going to kill me. Okay.
Would it be a Nightmare Before Christmas version, though?
During the winter, yeah, the holidays. Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't get that one over here in at Disney World. Really? Yeah, that's a Disneyland thing.
What?
I've actually gotten the haunted mansion in Disneyland here in Los Angeles. You're in the room that supposedly drops, and then there's the artwork that elongates. I've actually got the gal with the parasol with the crocodile hanging in my house.
Oh, cool.
That's awesome.
How'd you get out of there with that and they didn't notice? Oh,
that's impressive.
Well done.
Nice. Yeah, I got to do some special events at the the one over here. I got to play one of the spooky caretaker guys for the spirits in there.
Nice. Wow.
So, yeah. That's awesome. Haunted Mansion is nice too. The Tower of Terror is not without its charms though.
But isn't it just drops? Are there more things?
No,
in it?
There's a lot. There's a lot more in it in the pre-show ride and the queue area and everything else.
I must have forgot it all. I just remember the drop stuff.
Yeah.
It's Guardians of the Galaxy now, right? Is it?
Oh, that's right.
Your side of the world, yes. It's still the Twilight Zone territory here.
Okay.
And I think they're putting that out. Okay. Anyway, yeah, all that stuff. And another neat fact, too. You are not dropped in the Tower of Terror. You are pulled. You're pulled faster. Put a penny in your hands, and when you're yanked down, the penny will fly out of your hand because you're pulled down faster than the speed of being dropped.
Oh,
interesting.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
See, that's not
another great reason for me to never do that.
Yeah. So it's not just a free fall. It's
yeah. Okay. So, all right, Aaron, thank you. That took us down a left-hand turn, but still a fun topic. Thank you for that. What do we have next? The question we get so often,
I thought we hit a commercial break.
I'll buy that. What is it?
We get this question so often, we made a special graphic for it, and this time it comes from Peter. If you could cross over Bleach with another fictional universe or any other type of fandom, what would it be? Now, don't feel it's limited to just anime. It could be science fiction. It could be the New York Jets. It could be Shakespeare. Anything you could pluck out of, you think it'd be a fun mashup?
Westworld.
Ah, the series or the movie?
I'm thinking series.
All right, yeah. All right. Just clarifying that. So no Yul Brynner.
No, sadly. Yul was awesome, though.
It's okay. Ed Harris. It's a fair trade-off.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Who's got another mashup?
I don't know. Please?
Yeah.
Maybe My Little Pony.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, sure.
See them in the spirit world fighting each other.
Yeah. All
I'm thinking of is like Disney stuff now. So I just, just cross over with Disney, like Kingdom Hearts, but with Bleach. You know?
Actually,
Haunted House.
Kingdom Hearts would be a cool egress for the characters to cross over into. Yeah, you know, the video game setting. Yeah, I'll take that.
Hey, maybe Aizen can go over to Arkham Asylum and just recruit everyone there to join his cause. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
What's the Christopher Nolan movie where everything's a dream?
Inception.
Inception. I want to see Bleach Inception.
Damn.
There you go.
All right. those are some good ones. Peter, thank you for throwing that at us. What do we have next? From Andre, do you all have a favorite anime you are willing to admit to? Or I'll say this, what are maybe some of your heavy? You don't have to declare an all-time favorite, but maybe you have a few you could rattle off.
Well, that would be a long time ago.
Go.
No, I'm sorry. I liked Battle Angel Alita a long time ago, watching that. There was the, Ninja Scroll. Vampire Hunter D, Bloodlust. That's another one. Kira.
Yeah. Really? Why?
I don't know if it really counts as anime, but Studio Ghibli, anything they do.
Yeah,
like, totally. I could watch My Neighbor Totoro for days on end. It just puts me in a zone. And wait, there was one other thing I was going to say that now I can't remember. So
that's my fault.
Tell you later.
That's all right. That's all right. Who's got another little cop to?
Any anime that I'm in.
Right.
There it is.
Awesome.
Which is an absolute fair answer.
They're the best. No, I think that super old school is Star Blazers is one that I grew up watching.
Yep.
One of my all-time favorites. Uh-oh.
Took my answer.
Well.
Oh, sorry. It's okay. We can share it.
There you go.
Yeah.
The Argo. Yes.
We're off to outer space. The human race. Oh my God. Watch that every day after school.
Yeah.
Yep. That's That was the Star Wars of my generation that got us into it. It's like we watched Speed Racer, we liked it, but Star Blazers was the one that hooked us in.
Yes. Yeah.
Battle of the Planets too.
Yeah. Sandy Frank and his crew. Absolutely. So, Dad, you got a favorite?
I'm rolling around in my little brain. I've got to be honest. Just the full tilt craziness of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure with me, and some of the most fun I've had playing an over the top character as well, because it was just nonstop at the top, and that's just a crazy thing, and it was just so much fun to see all these various things going on at a level up here somewhere. That's my hand that's above it. So yeah, I really, really enjoyed that. And you know, getting back to David's answer, another show that I did that I'm still so blown away by the animation, the music, everything involving it, but it's a sick show, for lack of a better way to put it, is Fate Zero.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
The concept and that was another, that was again, my great pleasure to play something to play a character that I wouldn't think of me for necessarily, but I got to audition for it and play one of the nastiest characters I've ever played as far as intent and who he is, but also he was literally crazy. So to be able to have that to play off of as well was just amazing. And
who did you play in that?
Oh, I was Caster.
Oh, dude, amazing. You did great work. Seriously, that's awesome.
Yeah, I was so happy when I got that. I was just like, really? They went with me?
Wait, so I was Caster in Fate Stay Night. So are we the same?
I don't know.
The same universe?
The same role?
Yeah, there's a whole Fate universe, I guess. Fate Zero is just one of them, but Fate's Day Night was probably the first, I guess.
Yeah,
that was in that one. Yeah,
That's pretty crazy.
They really did the job right as far as the music and animation.
The animation, ufotable in the animation in that was just unbelievable.
Yeah,
gorgeous.
Working with Tony Oliver and we just stop and go, look at that! Wow, that's awesome. No, listen to the music. Listen. Yeah, that's really amazing. So,
I know that's one of his too, Tony Oliver.
Yeah, he loves it.
Great stuff. For me, Star Blazers. Talk about music. Musically, Giant Robo I adore, because that soundtrack is just unearthly. And I am a sucker for any form of Lupin the Third.
Nice.
So, Andre, great question. Thank you for that. And let's roll another one. And here's one from Jonathan. If you could hang out with your Bleach characters for a day, what would you do?
That'd be awesome. We would kick some ass, and then we would shop for shoes. I mean, win-win. It would be an amazing day. I would go to bed happy and exhausted.
I'd just bully people. for no good reason, just go out, see a kid on a skateboard, just shove him off of it. It would be a grim jail thing to do.
I'd take eyes into Best Buy and just salivate over the 8K 75 inch TV, 85 inch. Like, one day this will be in our home.
I think I'd probably go with Byakuya and have him teach a martial arts class with other people, and myself included, to get to take a martial arts class. But then the culmination of the day would for him to go to an open mic and try to do stand up, because he did. There's one episode where he tries to tell jokes and they're just horrible. He's so bad at it. He just, not a chance in hell. He doesn't have a clue about timing or anything or jokes, and it's just, that would be so much fun.
So Will Smith would slap him. Right?
Exactly. He'd be hit. In a minute. Bam.
Johnny, where would you go with your alter ego?
I don't know. Take a cooking class? See how that goes? I don't know.
That's fair. That's fair. There you have it. Jonathan, there you go. Fun question. Thank you. What do we have next? From Megara, if you could have your own Zanpakuto, what would you have?
Which would? Oh, out of all the ones, I'd take Ichigo's. Yeah. See, I'm helping you guys out here.
Not quite there yet.
Help me with the pronunciation. I appreciate that.
Sanpakuto.
Sanpakuto. Well, we'll all correct you, everyone.
You won't be the first or the last.
Yeah, Byakuya's is pretty cool too, though, with the blossom, cherry blossom.
Yeah, the scatter thing is pretty awesome. Yeah. I'm loving that pretty much, and the fan base seems to like that a little bit too, which is fine. I'm pleased with that. Yeah, I don't crave anyone else's necessarily. Maybe Ichigo.
You don't have the Sanpakuto envy.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
Aizen is Kyoku Soigetsu, which just sounds like someone sneezed and says, bless you, Kazunhai. That's just a high point right there. You just can't get any better than anything that sounds like a sneeze.
Yeah, it sounds like I'm adding ingredients to a dish that I'm cooking with Senpon Sakura Kagayoshi. So Senpon Sakura Kagayoshi.
That's part of the cooking class that Ichigo is going to do.
Exactly. Yeah. There you
go. It's all coming together now.
Perfect.
All right. Anybody else got one? Everybody happy with what they got. Fun question. What do we have next?
What they said.
Yeah. So Sarah, if you could give your character any piece of advice, what would you tell them?
It's going to be okay.
I think Rangiku should give me advice. She's living her best life.
Yeah, it could be a two-way.
Aizen, I know a good therapist. Let's work through that trauma, okay?
No. Stay away from Tozen. He's the one that chopped his arm off, I think.
Oh.
Yeah. Maybe Rukia is going to be okay. Don't stress so much.
There you have it. Johnny, what you got?
I don't know. I don't know if I would give him any advice. It's strange.
Because of the danger
they're in. Yeah, or I mean, it all seems to work out.
Yeah, true. You know,
it seems to benefit him when things are kind of going south for a little bit, and then he taps into some other ability or power. So I'm like, he's doing all right.
There you have it. All right, thank you, Sarah. Great question. What do we have next? And here's one from Greg. If you could be on a game show, and I'll say past or present, what show would it be?
Does Ninja Warrior count as a game show?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is absolutely.
It? Okay. I'd do Ninja Warrior. Yeah.
Badassest.
Yeah.
Match game.
Jeopardy. Oh, match game.
Yeah. I want to go back in time. Gene Rayburn and that awesome little mic of his.
During COVID lockdown, Yahoo had like 4 seasons of Match Game, and that was my COVID. I'm just going to chill and watch this for the next 4 hours.
Oh my God, that's amazing. With Brett and...
Yes.
Charles Nelson Reilly.
Charles Nelson Reilly.
What's the shopping one?
From Hogan's Heroes.
What's the shopping one where you run through the grocery store?
You load up and try to get the most in your cart.
Shopping Cart Mania or something like that.
Yeah.
Huh. That would be pretty fun too.
Yeah.
I think maybe the Price is Right. Just number one, it'd have to be the version with Bob Barker.
Right.
When he had that little microphone. And then I would do it just to spin that wheel, man. When I was a kid, I can remember watching that before even going to kindergarten. And that was the one thing that I wanted to do the most was spin that wheel. I do it.
So
is that dollar every time?
That's so awesome. Was it Secret Squares that had the Secret Square that had the one person in the center and then all
Hollywood
the
squares.
Mm-hmm. Hollywood Squares?
Hollywood Squares. Yeah. All the off the wall comedians.
All land.
Yeah, I mean, right. It's just, the possibilities were endless, and I would love to have heard outtakes from that. I'm sure there's some brilliant stuff. You know, that's just fun. You just hang out and listen to them. You know, improv and hopefully make some money. Not a bad deal.
That's a Match Game in Hollywood Squares. You know they were drinking on set.
Oh, big time.
Oh, that's
your bets are the Bleach audience are going, what are these shows? That's right.
Seriously.
These really are old.
They're on YouTube, kids. Watch.
Won't make it like that anymore.
Is What's My Line a game show? Yes. Okay.
Gone.
Mystery Salad Juice, sign in, please. All right. Greg, there you have it. Great one. I think we have time for one or two more. Let's see what we have. Woo-hoo. And here's one from Andre. If Bleach was a reality show, what would the show be called?
Woo, I like that. What would it be called?
Disinfectant. No.
I'd call it Oh Japan.
Yeah.
That's me on that one, man.
That's the sound. It's the sound of my brain going, I know I have an answer here somewhere.
If it was like on MTV, it was like MTV, it'd probably be Bleached, like apostrophe D.
Instead of pranked.
Yeah.
The real world.
Yes.
Yeah, with Bleach.
The not real world.
Very unreal.
Son of a Bleach.
Hey!
Iran card death match.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
Be like Survivor, but like a Bleach East Asia. Or Bleach, you know, just some Bleach on the mouth. And then various characters are trying to, I'm not sure what they want to gain from all of this, but it'd be fun to see them strive. A new car for anyone that can drive. Driving it, right?
Wow.
All right, I think we got time for one more. Let's see if we can roll that one. There you go, Andre. And this guy, Kaylee, what were your reactions to the news of Bleach coming back?
Have any of you gotten a phone call?
I got an email.
What?
You got a what?
Yeah.
You got an email.
Yeah, I mean, nothing's been, you know, yeah, confirmed. I did do some promos, so I think we're coming back. So I'm pretty sure we're all coming back,
because it's coming out in Japan in like October or something.
Yeah.
So
it's already out in Japan.
Yeah, I mean, I would think with the norm nowadays being, you know, pretty much the show's coming out in both languages.
Yeah.
Within weeks or days, you know, it's fun to hope that maybe we'll all get the chance to get the English version out as soon as possible. But again, that's up in the air. I think it's more a matter of when more so than if, because it would just be a lost opportunity if they decided not to do this. You know, it's like, the show is still huge.
Well, you know, things happen and casts get replaced.
That is true. And can still happen. Even regardless, it could still happen. But
I was wildly excited when I heard that the rest of the series was going to be animated. Then I'm like, oh, just, you know, I'll be really happy for whoever does it. And I hope it's me.
And more happy for yourself, definitely.
I'll be way more happy for myself. I'll throw myself a party. There'll be champagne. There'll be, you know, me.
There'll be so many things.
I will call upon our chat room and Kaylee, for who asked that question. I'll call upon them to get those hashtags going. Bleach OG cast.
Yes, please.
Share that around on your social media, and let's get that going. And yes.
Hashtag they better be back, or else
they better come back.
Yeah. Or we'll riot. Yeah.
Let's get that going on to the powers that be. And gentlemen and lady, this has been an absolute delight. Any final words before we take our leave?
Thank you so much. Thanks for watching the show and just kind of going on that journey with us.
Yeah, this was fun. It was great to talk to you guys.
Yeah. Yes, thank you all, and thank you for watching the show. Sorry, Dan, go ahead.
No, it's cool. That's cool. I thank you so much, just to echo what everyone is saying. Thank you so much. Without you guys supporting us and loving the show, we wouldn't be sitting here in front of a camera, trust me. We'd be crying in a corner looking for work. I'm just sure of it. Yes. I can't speak for everyone else, but I just did.
Dan's right, man. The fans make it possible. So thank you, all you guys watching, whether it's live or on demand or and whatnot. So just use the strength of social media to keep your thoughts and wishes for this final arc to come to fruition for the English version. I know we're all chomping at the bit to return, so fingers crossed, guys.
Yep.
Absolutely. Gentlemen and lady, once again, thank you for joining us here on the GalaxyCon virtual stage. It's been my absolute privilege to serve you today. Thank you to our audience for joining us. And as always, thank you for your great questions. Hope to see everybody again soon. Until then, bye-bye, take care, and remember, #BleachOGCast, and good night.